Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, babies, you are now in tuned. You're going to be on, this whole new thing lately because Canary Diamonds is, going to be on the In Tune show. And when I say this whole new thing, that's who I'm talking about. Break my body loose. Canary Diamonds is doing her thing, and I'm really, really excited to have her on the In Tune show tonight, chatting it up with me. So just a little bit of history, and then we're going to have her come on and tell us all about herself, okay? Canary has a major buzz in all regions in the United States and also has toured and collaborated with numerous artists in the industry such as Kendrick Lamar, Nipsey Hussle, Glasses Malone, J-Rock, and a few others. And when I say a few, I don't really mean a few. I'm just trying to, tone it down a little bit. And kind of let her come on and, fill us in for all those interested in, asking a question or just showing love. And remember, when you guys call in, to be respectful, you can dial in at 818-495-6975, and you'll be in tune with Canary Diamonds and Miss P. So without further ado, she said break her body loose, and I'm over here like jamming. Okay, this is the first time that I'm listening to this, but I'm definitely going to be adding it to the In Tune show playlist, of course, if Miss, Diamond says it's okay. And I'm also going to be jamming to this at the gym because I need to break my body loose there. So shouts out to Canary Diamond for, giving us something that we can not only jam to, but work out to as well. So without further ado, let's bring on Miss Diamonds, Canary Diamonds to be exact. How are you doing tonight? Canary
Hello.
Diamonds? Hi, how are
you? Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was just over here, breaking my body loose, girl. Breaking my body loose. For real. Hey. I was like, whoa. Okay.
What?
This is what I'm talking about. This is not only, dance music. This is, gym music. So thank you.
Right.
Getting in the gym in the morning with that one. For real.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. So for all our listeners who are now tuned in and those who will be listening to this, of course, on podcast on iTunes, tell us a little bit, not too much, though, because I have a few questions, but tell us a little bit of, about yourself in, five words. And we're going to leave out
in
beautiful because we already know how gorgeous you are. So pick
Thank
another
you.
Five.
In five words, I would definitely say I'm crazy. Sexy, cool. I'm the crazy, sexy, cool thing.
With talent.
Right. Talent, jazz personality, G mentality thingy going on.
Absolutely. And I heard quite a few of your songs, and I'm just like, wow, you're really, turning it up out there. So, I just said, and you probably hear me say a few times tonight because, I post your picture on my two Facebook accounts, et cetera, and it's been, a little bit of the guys going crazy. But that's to be expected, no? I know you get that
right.
All the time.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much as modest as I can be, as I can say it, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's hard out here for us women, doing the entertainment thing and things of that nature. And that's why I kind of wanted to, pounce into that really quick because we have some young viewers that, of course, want to take your footsteps in the music business or whatever it is that they want to do in life. And I kind of wanted to touch on a serious note and then we can twist it up a little bit. But being just talented and amazingly, awesome like you are, how hard is it, to get people to respect you as a female artist?
It's difficult, as the more I grow, the easier it gets because, the more I learn and know how to handle the situation. But it's difficult, especially when I started, looking the way I do look, that is just like, okay, you want me to take you serious? My look is a gift, my biggest gift and my biggest curse. Like, that's how I look at it. Like, because it's like, it's hard. People look at you and be like, okay, so are you the girl? Is this your video? Are you the video girl? So that's been my biggest struggle. It's a male dominant industry. It's what it is, it's male driven. So that is what it is. Like, you need to look, but the look is, you know, too much, you know, like, can I really take you seriously? Like,
right.
Did you really go through this? You know, so it's like, I'm from Watts, so people don't. They're like, people don't look like that in Watts. I'm like, yes, people do. Like, we're.
Right.
You know, but, you know, that's what I get. So that's definitely been my struggle. It's been a struggle as a woman, you know, because, of course, you have the men who want to sleep with you and, you know, all that type of stuff. So it's been a struggle,
right.
But I've gotten through it, you know. I think I've been very, very able and very successful at getting through the bull.
Absolutely. And with that, yeah, absolutely. But with that being said, okay, you know, that's one of my points too. Like, as like you just stated, as you start to progress, people start to take you more seriously as an artist,
right.
Versus, you know, the imagery that they see. Because, of course, you
right.
know, that's the first thing you'll see, but now people see you as an artist. So what can you say to, you know, women out there that are coming up and they're, because I think everyone's beautiful in their own way and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that you stay focused on? You know, like you said, you've been successful getting through them, but what are some of the techniques? Is it like an exercise? Because I know for me, honestly, you know, if I could walk around with a brick, it would be happening on some
right.
days, you know what I mean? But truthfully, we know we can't do that, but to keep them away. But what are some of the filters that you utilize to let them know that you're here to, you know, do music and be successful as, you know, an artist or whatever it is, you know, you want to excel in and not here just because I'm gorgeous?
Right. It's to know who you are. You know what I'm saying? To know who you are and what you'll stand for and what you will take and what you won't take. And it's okay. Like, as females in this industry, sometimes we're so scared to be called the B. You know what I'm saying? Oh, she's such a, you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
B-I-T-C. Like, she's such that person. So we be scared, like, no, I don't want to be called, you know, I don't want them to think I'm a, but business is business. And once you put your business first, they have to respect you. It's either you're going to respect, you have to demand your respect, but don't demand your respect by being loud. You just have to know what you're doing. Like, I wish somebody would have told me from the beginning that to get educated. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily book smart or go, you know, go to college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, go do that. Definitely. You know, get educated, but in what you do, in your craft, get educated. Don't go into a situation blind. You know, who are you meeting with? You know, learn up on that person. You know what I'm saying? Know how to talk to that person, because if you don't, these guys are just going to pull their power. And it's like, oh, yeah, I have this carrot you want. Sleep with me and you can get it. You know
right.
what I'm saying? But if you know better, if you get educated on who this person is, you could say, look, this is what I want. Offer me. Are you willing
Absolutely.
To? You know what I'm saying? You just have to be about your business. And, you know, a lot of, I've been there. I've been scared to be that chick. I've been scared to be, oh, well, they're not going to like me. Or if I be too demanding, they're not going to like me. But it's business, you know. It's a give and a take. Yeah, I'm about my business. I take this seriously. So if you don't take yourself seriously, nobody else is going to take you seriously. So you have to show people that you take what you do seriously. And all that other stuff is secondary. Like,
Absolutely.
You might be cute, and when it's business over, we probably can go on a date, like, next month, but right now, we don't get this done. You know?
Exactly. Like, we might could go have some coffee and chat for a little bit,
right.
but let's just handle this real quick.
Right, exactly. You know, you just got to be about your business, and that's it.
Absolutely. So flipping from the guys, you know, perspective, but, you know, there's also the women, the cattiness with the women. So what has the reception
mm-hmm.
been with, like, the women around you? Not necessarily, like, people that you already know, but just people in general when they see you coming in and, you know, you doing your thing. What have you been experiencing with from the ladies?
Honestly, just to be honest, it's been tough with the ladies. As a female rapper, I think society and our culture has put in our heads that, number one, it can only be one of us at a time. Number two, it's a beef type of situation. Like, you have to be against somebody in order to compete with them or, you know, be able to coexist. So I think that's in a lot of females' mentalities that does this. So it's hard to have unity. You know, it's hard to find somebody who's like, yeah, you know, one of the person, Trina, has been the most open person ever, you know. And I don't know Trina personally, but just how she's warm and accepting to all females, you know, how she's accepting to all females, that made me look at Trina differently. Like, you know, I've always liked Trina music, but to see that side of her, it made me look at her differently. Like, that's a real woman, you know, because she's not threatened. You know, I guess she's secure in herself, but unfortunately, a lot of females aren't in this industry because we're pumped in our head that it can only be one at a time, you know. So
right. It's
hard. Females are catty, you know. They don't like you just because you do what they do. They don't like you because they view you as their competition, you know. So it's hard. It's, you know, I'm not going to sit here and fake like, oh, we all get along. Yay. No. Yeah, it's hard. It's definitely
absolutely
hard, you know.
But it all goes back to what you said. You just focus on what you're here to do and do what you got to do. Absolutely.
Right.
So what did you want to be as a child? Did you always know that you wanted to immerse into music?
Yeah, I've always, this has been my only dream forever. Well, I started off as a dancer. I started off as an actress. And then I got into hip-hop dancing. And I just always wanted to be an entertainer. You know, I've never viewed myself when I was a kid as a rapper. I never said, okay, you're going to be a rapper. You know, I want to be a rapper. That didn't come until about 13, my early teens. Then I started playing with rap and was like, oh, wait, this might really work for me, you know. But but as a child, I just always knew I was going to be some kind of entertainer. Like, you know, I didn't know exactly what I was going to do. In my head, I was going to do it all. You know, in my head, I was just going to be like a super entertainer. Like, I was going to do everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that has always been my dream. Like, I've never wanted to be anything else.
Absolutely. So is there any creative people in your family that, you know, are also talented in music or anything else out there that, you know, kind of, you know, help pave the way for you?
Ironically, no. No, like, my mom wasn't into music. I mean, you know, my dad, I don't have, you know, uncles, a famous saxophone uncle, but no, I don't. That plays the sax. You know, I don't. And, you know, a lot of artists do. So at one point, I used to look like, where did this come from? You know, because there's nobody in my family that does that. But then at the same time, when I looked back over my life, it was like, okay, my passion came from music because music was my escape, you know, from my surroundings. I fell in love with music out of being my escape, being my release, you know. So that's where my love for music came from. Because I asked myself, I used to be like, I don't have anybody who's musically inclined around me. So where did this come from? Yeah.
Okay, well, you're just taking it over from all the generations and doing a damn thing. So, you know,
right. You're
just making up for all that. So it's all good.
Right.
So as you was coming on, I played, you know, Break My Body. And I was just curious a little bit, and I ask this question maybe to everybody because everyone has a different response. So my question to you is, like, how do you feel when you hear your music being played?
It depends. Honestly, it depends what mood I'm in. Like, sometimes I'm in a mood, I'd be like, okay, turn it off. I don't want to hear it. Shut up, you know. And then other times, that's all I want to listen to is my own music. So it really depends what time of the day it is. You know, like, today, yeah, I'm not really in the mood. Today, I'm not. It's just, you know, sometimes I'm embarrassed. Like, it's funny. Me and my sister was just talking about this. I got in her car and she was playing my music and I was so embarrassed. Like, why are you playing my music? Why are you playing me? And she's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, why are you playing me again? Like, turn it off. It's embarrassing.
Oh, that's so cute, though.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it because it's real. You know, I'm surrounded by people that I love that are, you know, musically inclined on so many different levels. And, you know, I'll play the crap out of their tracks and they're like, all right, really? Again?
Right.
The iTunes list says you played this 1,000 times. Like, really? Like, yeah.
Right, exactly.
You know, like, I'm going to be everybody's number one fan, okay? Forget about it.
Right.
So how has the reception been, you know, with this last, you know, EP that you have out?
With the last project, it was, like, crazy. I didn't expect it I didn't even expect the response I got. Like, it was great across the board. Like, it was received very well. Like, downloads like crazy, you know, everywhere. Like, at this moment, I'm going down the street and I'm hearing people listening to my music, which is crazy to me. But you know, it's crazy. Like, but it was very well accepted. Like, I didn't even expect people to react this way, but I'm grateful. You know, I'm grateful, but I didn't expect it. So it was a pleasant surprise. It was a pleasant
surprise. I'm excited for you. So how do you decide on, like, what track should make your EP, your album, or mixtape, or a single? Like, how do you come up with those, like, you know, calculations on how this is going to flow?
Well, me, I take project by project. Like, each project, it's where I'm at in my life at that time. You know, like, my latest project, No Gravity, I took, you know, a certain approach. I take certain approaches to every different project. That project, I took approach of, I have something to prove. You know, I took that as, you know, I have something to prove, so I'm going to prove it, you know. You know, like, I'm just on a mission. I'm on a mission. Like, I did on purpose. I did on purpose. I didn't do no rap features. I was like, no rap features at all. Because, you know, it's said that females can't stand on their own. Female rappers can't stand on their own. They always need a male stamp, you know, or a counterpart.
Yeah.
Or, so I was like, no, I don't. You know, check this out. I don't. You're going to like this music. You're going to love it, actually. You're going to love this music. And you're not going to love it because who's on here. You're going to love it because it's good music and it's me, you know. So
right.
I have something to prove. That's why I named it No Gravity. So with that, I went for the more rougher beats on the freestyles. I went for the more, you know, grimy stuff. But then on the actual songs for the ladies, I went smoother, you know, because I felt like I had to give something to both sides, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The project before that, I proved I could spit. Like, that was that, you know, goal. Prove that. This one, I wanted to prove to people that it was good music, but good music not because Lil Wayne is on it. You know, good music not because this person is on it, but good music because it's good music and it's me, you know, just me. So that's why I named it No Gravity. Like, no, you're not going to hold me down with your stereotypes of me as a female rapper, you know. And that was that. On my new project, then Get decided my stance, you know, that I'm working on. I'm going to start working on it next month. So right now I'm in my head and where I want to take it. You know, I just approach every project differently of where I am in my life.
Absolutely. And it seems like, you know, you know what you're doing. You know, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm like, whoa, okay, I know that's right. You know, you know, like, I love it. I love it. I love, you know, powerful, you know, dedicated, strong individuals. It's just really, really, like, one of those things that make you feel all warm and bubbly inside. Like, yes.
All right.
Yes. You know, especially with today's society and all the things that are, you know, right or wrong or whatever, you know, I try not to judge so much, but it's just amazing. Like I said, again, being a female myself and being a motivated type of individual and loving to see people's progression is awesome to get the opportunity to chat with someone who just pretty much has it together. So thank you for this convo, because I'm like, yes, yes. Say it, girl. And if I could just, like, snap my fingers, I'd be doing that too, but we're not going to go there. So. So how did you come up with your name, Canary Diamonds? Of course, Canary Diamonds. I get it. The yellow diamonds, and you light skin, right?
That's what everybody say, but no, not actually, but yes, no.
I'm teasing.
Well, in this short story, let me say that. When I first started to rap, I'm like, this is like super hot, super popular. And I'm like, I need a name. I actually know my cousin's aunt name is Canary. And so I'm literally in my mom's living room and I'm like, oh my God, writing down names, like, I need a name. Nope, that's not it. The door rings and I'm like, oh, hey, it's Canary at the door. I'm like, hi. You know, so I'm like, oh, canary, that sounds kind of dope. You know, I'm like, mm-hmm. that's different. You know, so I go to a meeting with my manager that day, and she's like, I came up with a name. I think that would be so dope for you. I'm like, really? Me too. I think so too. And she's like, what is yours? And I'm like, canary. And she's like, really? And she started going crazy. She's like, that's crazy because I was thinking diamond. And I'm like, okay, great. So this is meant to be. You know?
Right.
I'm like, okay, this is meant to be then. Okay, cool. But I still didn't go by canary diamonds at the time. I just went by canary. But then, you know, canary is a singing bird. So everybody looked at me like, oh, what you singing about? You know, I'm like, I'm not a singer. I mean, I can, but I'm not a singer, you know. You know, I used to get mad. Like, I'm not a singer. What do you mean? You know? So I was like, this is, at this time, Fabulous was really popular. And, you know, his favorite thing is Canary Diamonds. He'd say it in dang near every song. You know, so I'm like, you know what? Canary Diamonds is really popular in hip-hop right now. So I did my research on Canary Diamonds. What is a Canary Diamond? And, you know, Canary Diamonds is a yellow stone, but it's really rare. And a lot of people don't know that because of the popularity, you know. But it's very rare. Every yellow stone is not a canary diamond. Like, you have to be certified canary. You know, you have to be certified. You have to come with paperwork and, you know, go to test.
Okay.
To be a canary.
Your bag.
So I'm like, right. I'm like, okay. I was like, I'm certified, you know. I'm certified out here, you know.
Okay, exactly.
Right.
I love it. So, I love it.
That, in a nutshell, that's how it happened.
Right. I love it. You know, because like you said, a lot of us don't know these things. You know, you educating us tonight, Canary. You educating us. So if you were to dabble, like, in another genre of music, what would it be?
Another genre. Well, I'm a writer. Even though I'm an artist, I do write music. And I often write other genres. As corny as it sounds, I love the super happy pop records. Like, I love writing those records.
Really?
But for the other people to perform. You know?
Okay, like, it's not for me, but I'll write it for you.
Right. But I love writing those records. And also, I actually love country music. It's crazy. I don't know where the love of country music came from. But I love country music. I think I love it because of the realness. You know, to me, country music is rap just in singing form, you know, because how real it is, how raw country music gets. Like, you be like, did he just say that? Okay, he did say that. Okay, but he's singing it. Okay, great. You know, so I think that's what I like, the rawness of country music. So, I mean, I might do a country album, me and Nelly. You know, we might collab on a country
album. Right, you never know. You never know. I could see it, totally. I could totally see it, you know. It's rare. It's rare, but it would definitely be something hot. So, you know,
right.
Put me on the list for that when you drop that single, for real. So you had the opportunity, of course, to meet and mingle with some amazing people. So you want to share a little bit about, you know, some of those experiences with us?
Oh, yeah. I would have to say my favorite collaboration to date is KRS-One, and probably my favorite performance. He is KRS-One. He's the forefather of hip-hop. He is, you know, because of him I'm able to do what I do, you know.
Exactly.
Like, when I met him, I was, like, super nervous. Like, oh, you know, amazing. Like, oh, you know, I had heard the angel singing. Oh, you know.
Okay.
When he asked me, you know, and it was amazing because it wasn't a situation where somebody's like, oh, put her on this song, you know. He came in the studio, listened to me, and he asked me to get on his song. And I was like, me? I started looking around, I'm like, me? Wait, are you sure? And I'm like, oh, wow. Like, that was amazing. Like, to date, that was my favorite collaboration. And then after that, he invited me to perform when he was performing out here at the Roxy in L.A. He was like,
wow,
won't you come out and perform? And I was like, okay. You know, I was so humbled. Like, I was like, you know, a kid in church. Like, I was humbled. Like, oh, my God. Okay, great.
Okay.
You know, so that has been my favorite. That
I mean, yeah, like
favorite.
You stated, he is the man. He is, like you said, one of the originators out there, and he's definitely
right.
An awesome blessing to have the opportunity to not only, you know, work with him musically, but to perform and all that other stuff, too. So, yeah.
Right.
But how is it to work with Kendrick?
Oh, Kendrick. like, Kendrick is amazing. I love him. He is my favorite rapper. You know, it was amazing. Like, Kendrick was dope, has always been dope, you know, to me. Like, he's always been one of my favorites. So, actually, when I did get to work with him, I was like, oh, cool. You know, my producer at the time came and was like, you know, let's go work over here with TDE. You know, I want you to do a song with Kendrick. So I'm like, okay. Well, at this time, he was K-Dot. And he's like, K-Dot. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I know that. Let's do it. Go over there, you know. And I just found him amazing how he works. And I was like, he didn't write none of that down? Okay, great. Well, I'm sitting over here with my pen in my bag. Like, you know, I'm like, okay, maybe you look stupid. You know, why don't you? you know, I'm sitting here with my pen in my bag, though. Okay. About to write down. Okay. Make me look stupid. It's cool.
Oh, my goodness. You're so silly.
So I was like, okay, great. You know, so I always thought he was dope. Like, Kendrick has been dope, you know, always. And then and we've always been good friends. So when he called me to do, actually, his manager, Dave, me and Dave have been friends forever. It feels like forever. A long, long time. So when he called me to do the video, She Needs Me, I was like, okay, cool, I'll do it. And that's cool, you know. Kendrick is nice, is always, you know, pleasant. He's a pleasant person. He's not the rapper that's you, bow down, I'm such and such, you know, he's not that person at all, you know. And he's still not that person, and I'm happy, you know, I'm so proud of that because, you know, I know a lot of rappers and a lot who's not even as far as he is, and they just act like they Jay-Z already. Like, okay, great.
Right.
but, you know, Kendrick is still humble. You know, he's still the nice guy, you know. So it's always a pleasure working with him. Like, he's great.
Absolutely. So if you were to work with someone now, who would you choose out of all those amazing people? I mean, because even Lady Rage, I love her. You know, I'm just I don't know what I would do. For real, like you said, paper and pen, pad, you know, I would have had a recorder, like everything. You know, so, you know, all these amazing people you got have the opportunity, you know, not to say back then like they was, because I feel like they still are, but people that, you know, I could relate to. And I hope that's not really telling my age, but yeah, those people. those people right there. So I know you have a new project that you're coming out with, you know, you want to fill us in about the movie?
My EP? Or
Lauren, I was told by your manager you was going to do something with Lauren London.
Oh, the movie. Okay, yeah. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. I'm like,
I'm sorry. Okay,
yeah,
like my project? Yeah, that was my music. But you know what? That's what you expected, Canary, because, you know, that's your thing, you know? Not to say that acting isn't your thing, but music is your thing. So, of course, everything is music. You want some cereal?
Right.
Music, you know, like that.
Right.
No. So tell us a little bit about that.
I just signed on a movie and it's starring Lauren London. It's called No Llegas Adios. And it is centered in New York. It's about, you know, it's a classic love story. It's a classic love story of a Dominican chick and a Dominican guy. And I'm his sister. I play Lauren's love interest sister, you know. So I'm her friend also in the movie. So, you know, it's a classic love story of, you know, we meet, we fall, and then problems come, you know, but family problems, like her dad doesn't agree, so he tries to break it up. I'm really looking forward to it. We have not started filming yet. We're starting filming late this year. So I'm really excited, you know, with all the success she's having lately. It's been great, you know. So I'm just excited. Like, I love acting, you know, that's what I did first. So as a kid, I was an actor, you know, so that's what I love, you know. So I'm happy. I was like,
right?
Ecstatic. Yeah, and I'm I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So, you know, being a woman, okay, you know, us ladies have a lot of, habits. And when I say habits, I mean like collecting stuff, like shoes, bags, pocketbooks, earrings, you know, stuff like that. So what do you obsess over?
Shoes. I'm definitely the shoe person.
Thank you.
I got it from my mama. I think my mom has over 500 pairs of shoes. Like, I got it from my mama.
Right.
It's her fault. Like, why? I can't fit your shoes.
Right.
Like, dang, this is not fair. I am a shoe.
Oh,
yeah, I'm all about the shoes. Like, I don't care. Like, throw on some jeans and a nice little cool whatever basic top. Give me the shoe. Give me the shoe.
I definitely agree.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Because, you know, I've been watching your videos, Canary, and I've been checking out your outfits, okay, girl? I've been checking them out, and them shoes do come into play, a whole lot of them, okay? A whole lot of them, a whole lot of different ones. And I'm just like, all right, now, work it, girl, with those black stilettos. All right, girl, do it with those little toes out, those little booties. Like, I see you. I see what you're doing. Definitely. That's awesome. I love that because I am too, but I'm talking about you. So how do you manage, or should I say, you know, how do you maintain building yourself, your brand, and your, you know, everything about Canary Diamonds without, you know, being overly, like, zealous like some people out there? Like, you just, you know, gave us a prime example of people that haven't achieved certain things act like they're, you know, Jesus. So,
so how
do you manage to stay level-headed with all the amazing things that are, like, you know, going your way?
I think it comes from my understanding. You know, in this business, a lot of people go off what they've done. You know, like, they want the good thing. You know, one thing happens and they think, oh, I'm the man, or I'm her, I'm the HBIC. You know, like, but they don't understand that you're only, in this business, you're only as good as your last, what you've done last. You get what I'm saying? So it's a constant grind. It's a constant, you have to be consistent. Business, you only last with consistency. It's not a one thing and then you blow up. You know, that's a fairy tale. You know, that is not the way it happens. Like, it's not one isolated thing that blows you up. You know, it's consistency. It's a consistent basis of, you know, little things that get you further, you know. So that's my understanding. I know that today I can do something really hot, you know, and be just on top, be the hottest thing right now. But what am I going to follow up with? You know, what am I going to follow up with? What am I going to be after that dive? You know, so I know I put more emphasis on the work and not me. If that makes sense. I put more emphasis on what I'm doing. You know, like, what's next? What am I doing? What is this project? This, the product means more to me than my look. You know what I'm saying? Like, how the look of it. Because it's consistency. You know, success comes with consistency, not one lucky, you got lucky thing, you know? So I think a lot of people don't view it that way, and they be like, okay, I got this song with such and such. I'm the hottest thing around. Yeah, woo-woo-woo. But then when that song dies, yeah, bruh, where you at? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
where you at?
Like, where you at? Like, it's not, they don't get it, you know? So
exactly.
They don't look for the future. They don't look for the future and the constant grind. They just look for now. Like, I'm hot right now, so yeah, bow down. But no, you know,
exactly.
I know that after this, the person that you talked about it, you might be bowing to, because he's going to have the next single, hot single next. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, that's my mentality about it. I just concentrate on the work, not really the look of the work, you know?
Absolutely. You are so on point, and I'm just, like I said, again, you know, I hate to keep harping on the same thing, but it's always, like, real, like, you know, awesome for me to get to talk to people that have something insightful to share with our listeners and things of that nature. So, yeah, it's more to come for you. So tell us a little bit and, you know, really briefly about your new project and what people can expect from your new projects that you have coming out this year.
My new project, I'm working on an EP, so it'll be like 8 songs. It'll be released. It's actually my first project, like release album project. You know, so far I've had mixtapes. You know, this is my first EP, so I'm really going in. Like right now I've just taken this, I'm taking the whole month of June and just really sitting with myself and figuring out what stance I want to take with it, you know, where I want to go with it, because I want it to be the best. You know, I don't want to give my fans anything. You know, I want them to be happy. You know,
right.
So I'm sitting in, right now I'm just sitting, it's in the infant baby stages. I'm just getting all the producers I want to work with, you know, everything together right now so I can start on it, you know. So it's in the real infant stages, but by next month I would definitely have everything, you know, planned out and everything, and have a title and, you know, all that good stuff. So right now I'm just, it's in the inky baby stages, you know, right now.
That embryo. So it's all good. It's all good. So how are we going to do this now? Is we're going to just let everyone know where they can find you, to follow you, to stay in tune to your new EP that you'll be releasing soon, and also, you know, your movie and everything else awesome that Canary Diamonds has to offer to, you know, the world at large.
Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at CanaryD, K-A-N-A-R-Y-D, the same for Instagram, Canary Diamonds on Facebook, CanaryDiamonds.com, www.CanaryDiamonds.com, Canary with a K, Diamonds with an S.
Absolutely. And basically, guys, just Google her. That's it. It just all popped up. You know, put her in the search engine. It's really, really, really easy to do for all of us that have smartphones. And if not, your laptop or whatever it is, just find this lady. She's super, super, super dope, as you guys see. And it's just, you know, like I said, amazing. And anything that you're doing, I want you to stay in tune with me to let me know so I can let our listeners know. And not only that, like, when you drop that new EP, I want you back on the show so, you know, we can talk about which one is my favorite. And so on and so forth, because to me, like, having you on the show is a pleasure. And not only was it like, hey, interview, let's do an interview, it was something that I got to learn more about you and all the awesomeness that you have inside of you. So I want to stay connected to that. So
thank
in
you.
My mind, we're family. So anytime you can't come on, you can always just shoot me a text or whatever, like, hey, girl, this is what's happening. And I'll let our listeners know. It's never a problem. Utilize the platform like it's your home, because it is now and forever.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
It's not a problem. Is there anything else you want to let our listeners know before I let you go?
No, just thank you and stay tuned. And I want to thank you for having me.
Thank you, Canary Diamonds. Thank you for, you know, your presence this evening. You have a good night and let's stay connected. Okay, lady, don't make me find you.
Okay, cool.
All right. You have a good night.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Canary Diamonds. Be sure to follow her on all of her social media networks to stay in tune to her new EP that she'll be releasing. She's amazingly awesome, as you guys see. And I'm not just saying that. You guys heard her. You heard her. For all those who's just tuning in right now and didn't catch the interview, it's no worries whatsoever. You can definitely listen to the archive linked in just a few on this station, or you can head to the intuneshow.com and listen to, you know, Canary Diamonds, or you can go to iTunes and download it on your podcast, or you can download our app and listen to the Intune Show anytime on the go. For all those who tuned in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And if there's anyone out there that, you know, is filled with, you know, inspiration, love, or you know someone who's talented and will add flavor to our listeners' ears, then definitely send me an email at missp@theintuneshow.com. Let's recognize that it takes, you know, all of us to come together and support one another. I'm blessed with the opportunity to be able to, you know, chit-chat with people for a little bit and, you know, get everyone in tune to this individual, because we are all individuals and we all are of one living thing. So let's just come together and learn how to support each other more in this life, okay? So again, if you tuned in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, I just want to say thank you, I love you, and I couldn't do this without you. Again, babies, stay in tune, because guess what? Miss P really, really, really and genuinely want to stay in tune with you. Right now, I have some stuff that I need to go work on, like some contests and all this other yummy stuff and new guests and all this great stuff that I have coming your way on the Intune Show. So if you're not following us on Twitter, then definitely take the time to do so now at Intune Show, and that's N-T-U-N-E-D-S-H-O-W. But like I said about Miss Canary Diamonds, throw us into Google and everything will come up. Until next time, babies, stay in tune.
I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'